The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights today said Switzerland's ban on building minarets was deeply divisive and at odds with its international legal obligations. Swiss voters adopted the ban in a referendum on Sunday, defying the government and parliament, which had rejected the initiative as violating the Swiss constitution, freedom of religion, and a cherished tradition of tolerance. Father Samir Cahill Samir is an expert on Islamic studies and Catholic theology at St. Joseph's University in Beirut. He says that the ban was sparked from Western fears of Islamic domination.
The main thing is to be discreet in what we do. The problem is that having the minaret, we will have the call to prayer. And certainly, in a Western culture, noise, it's not acceptable, especially that it could be very early in the morning or late in the evening. So this must be clear and should have been written that the call to prayer and the use of microphones is not acceptable. As it is the fact, for instance, in Saudi Arabia, where microphones are forbidden. There is another fear that we try to make minarets always higher. So if we say we just want to have a symbol to say, here there is a church and here there is a mosque, try to adapt architecturally this minaret and this building with the environment. But it's clear that in the West, people fear Islam, and they have reason for that, but something must change from both sides.